The Daily Dilemma Uncensored from Beat.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Daily Dilemma Uncensored in what is season 6 of our podcast with Niall, Sho and Killian.
Hi guys.
Hi and welcome if you have never delved into the uncensored world with us. If this is your first time, if you think we are the wholesome radio presenters that you hear 7 to 10 every Monday to Friday. We are. We absolutely are.
But there's another side. There's another side to Shona Lines, I tell you.
Is there?
Well, everybody has another side. Everybody has another side of relationships, of sex, of things that you may not willingly kind of talk about to your parents over Christmas dinner.
Yeah, I'd like to maintain my wholesomeness, but also be open and honest about the fact that, yeah, I have sex and...
Fair play.
Well done.
Well, one of us in the room should. Yeah.
Well, it certainly ain't me.
No, it's just that idea that, like, we're talking about stuff that, like, you would chat about, hopefully with your mates in the pub. But if you don't, then there's somewhere to go to kind of... Because I do feel like a lot of the time we have friendships that maybe we don't go there because we're just afraid of, like...
Being judged.
Yeah, honestly.
It's just very taboo, isn't it? That you don't talk about it enough with your friends.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, okay, am I being too weird? Am I being very overbearing? Not that I want to talk about sex with my friends the whole time, but it's just nice that if you have a bit of a predicament, it's not even just sex, it's everything.
Yeah, no, it's everything. It's relationships. And also I think sometimes you think you're the only one who's going through this or has gone through this. And you don't realise that other people have shared experiences that they maybe were afraid to talk about too. And we've covered all sorts on this over the last 5 episodes, and I mean all sorts.
I mean, my poor little mind. You've learned a lot. Do you know what? Honestly, it has been an education. If you want to go back and listen, you can still check them out. But I learned a huge amount. Like, I haven't experimented in a lot of it.
And the good news is we're now on the Go Loud Network app.
You're very welcome if you're joining us for the first time in the Go Loud app. Now, what we're doing with this season is we're probably going to just go a little bit deeper on some subjects, give them a little bit more breathing space, time to talk about. But the process is pretty much the same as our Daily Dilemma slot, Monday to Thursday on Beat Breakfast. If you've anything you'd like us to talk about on this podcast, our email address is talk@beat102103.com. You can send it anytime and we'll do our best. We'll work out whether it's for the radio show or for the podcast, and we'll cover it if we can on this current season. Now, this is something that came in possibly for the regular dilemma, but we just felt that it was probably more suited to this podcast.
I think we can help more with this kind of predicament, I suppose, than we would have, we'll be able to on the show. So will we just get stuck in?
Yeah, please read it.
Okay. Hi guys, I'm really hoping that you can read this out on your uncensored podcast, as I've yet to tell anyone and I guess I need advice. I got with my boyfriend a year ago. We got serious quite quickly and I've spoken about marriage and kids and a future in general. He has never given me a reason not to trust him. He's kind and he treats me so well. But last weekend, he sat me down and told me he had cheated on me.
Ooh.
A one-night stand. Ugh. When I say I wanted to puke, it's no lie. Felt like such a punch to the tummy. My heart sank. But it was even worse than I thought. He told me that he had cheated on me with a man.
Ooh.
I was speechless. He went on to explain that he has had it as a fantasy for years, that it was something he just had to do because it wasn't going away. He was sorry and really upset. He said that he had done it now and that it's out of his system. He swears it will never, ever happen again. I'm heartbroken. I love him, but I just don't know. Can you tell me what you think, please?
Ooh, I've made my first error here on the podcast.
You've
by
no
not
pen.
Bringing a pen and paper to take notes of the kind of bits that I wanted to get through in that, because there's a lot in that.
Well,
do you want to focus on the cheating? Do you want to focus on the guy? Where do you want to start?
Can I do one thing? And Killian laughs at me sometimes when I do this on the show, but like, can I just say thank you for trusting us? No, honestly, Kill, because this is like, even with that first line of like, I haven't told anybody this is exactly why we are doing this. We are here to talk about stuff that possibly you might feel judged if you talk to somebody else about, or actually you're just carrying it because you don't know who to go to, you know?
Yeah.
That's genuine.
That's a fair point, yeah. So thank you for trusting us.
Where will we start? I think we'd start on the cheating. Let's go for how you would feel, I suppose, if somebody sat you down and said they had cheated on you a year into a relationship, and what does that do to you?
Yeah. Okay. Well, we should for a minute just ignore who the person is they cheated with. Cheating is destructive. It is heartbreaking. I mean, some of the words she used in that email, like, are tough even to hear. And there's various theories, right? Because we've covered them all on the Dilemma and the podcast before as to cheaters. Is it, or do you, you're either one or the other. You believe that once a cheater, always a cheater. A leopard never changes his spots. If he does it once, he'll do it again, or she. And other people say, no, do you know what? Sometimes people just, they're weak, or they need to get something out of their system, or, you know, they have that moment, and you maybe can build trust with them again. It's hard for us, not knowing the full relationship, to decide which one this is. Only our emailer can do that. I would tend to believe that you can give somebody another chance, and that people cheat for all manner of reasons. Mm. But obviously this is a complicated cheating scenario. So,
my heart is actually broken for you, because I cannot imagine, even like a year, like being into a relationship with Tom, like I couldn't have imagined him telling me that he had cheated on me, that he had, like, for me it's huge. Like, I've had this conversation with so many people over the years, right? And there are people I know, and I'm sure we all know, that have been able to move on in their relationship and say, do you know what, it happened, and we're going to like build this back up, and we're going to find a way to work through it. Personally, I know, and I'm pretty sure I've said it on this podcast before, like, if he even snogged someone on a night out,
really,
yeah,
even
yeah,
even a kiss, that would be it.
Like, I just know our relationship, and like, I think he'd be the same. Like, I think he would be like, if that's it, that trust, that like that, I think it's like this sense of security in that, like, you are my person, and you're not going to do something that's going to blow that up in my mind and like and take that away from me. Like,
I think also just for your relationship, you guys do a lot together, but you also do a lot like separately, that you have nights and you have nights, and you would never be able to peacefully rest at home if he's out on a work night or with the lads, had he done that, because you'd be worried about it every time.
And it's always going to be in the back of the mind.
And
no,
how often am I out? He'd never sleep. Do you know what I mean? Like, we trust each other.
You're always out with gay men, though, so you're all right. You're okay. You're fine.
Hey!
Well, I mean, on that note, I do feel like this is... Sorry, Killian, you want to say something?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really want to say something. It was more along the lines that... we'll get to the whole man thing in a minute, but I'm not proud of this, and I don't think I've ever told you, but I did cheat once, but it was my first ever relationship, and it was a month in, and it was just an old kiss in the foundry, nothing to it. About 5 seconds in, I realised what I'd done, and I told straight away. And obviously it was heartbreaking, and I'm absolutely disgusted with myself.
Did she forgive you?
She did, yeah. And we ended up getting back together. Like, we took, say, about a week of talking, but like, we stayed on the phone, or I stayed on the phone. She never talked to me, but I'd say like for 8 hours one night, just saying how much I loved her and that I was so, so sorry. And like, this is kind of proven to me now. It was early stages of the relationship, but I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
Not at all am I proud of it. But I do think that people, it depends what my, obviously we don't know the full situation, but it depends on the mindset. I was just a lad, just turned 18, was just after going out to the foundry. My girlfriend was younger than me at the time, so she wasn't out. So I suppose it was just, I was locked.
Oh,
and I
no,
just,
don't say that.
It wasn't.
No,
it was just.
Please,
she's at home
don't.
Studying for a leaving cert.
No,
you were out shifting all around.
No, you can't. You can't.
I was actually doing a junior cert, and I was doing my leaving cert. But anyway,
and we're back to uncensored.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
But just on that point, the leopard changes spots.
Not letting you go.
No,
not letting you go.
Okay, I don't accept your, what I would call, pretty pathetic excuse for she was at home.
No, like, that wasn't what I meant. It was just that it was that nightclub scene. I just kind of I just turned 18.
They were
just
very young.
Okay.
I was very young and I was very stupid. Yeah, and no. I admit that, and I'm disgusted with myself, and I've never said it to anyone. And when it comes up in conversations, I'm all like, oh, do I say, do I not?
No, okay, fair enough.
Like, how small it was. Like, I didn't do the full flog of it. It wasn't a relationship. The point I'm trying to make is, it wasn't, no matter how like small or how big the relationship is, if you're going out for 4 years, it's not acceptable. Like me, if you're going out with this girl for a month, it's still not acceptable.
Okay, you've slightly redeemed yourself, but I do take on board the fact that, you know, you were younger and stuff like that as well. But like, I've heard all manner of excuses from people over the years who have cheated and have said, oh, it was just we weren't getting on, and we were out, like, and I was out,
she
and
was,
I was
she was working all the time, she never had time for me,
I was looking for a bit of attention elsewhere, that kind of thing. So you know, you can dress it up in whatever way you want. This is actually a lot more layered, right? Not only because it involves a man, but because it involves a fantasy. Okay?
Yeah.
And so this guy that you're going out with, right, for a year, I'm assuming you like have been together and you've had sex and stuff. And so this is something about him that you didn't know, right? Mm. I'm assuming, would you?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it sounds from her email that it wasn't something he had said to her previously. Oh, by the way, I fantasize about being with a man. This is new information to her.
And so for her, like, the rug has been pulled under her because firstly, you've said you've cheated, and the like double whammy is that it's with the man. And you can't compete with what you've got.
Exactly. But that being said, man or woman, cheating is still, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah. Oh, no,
I don't
I'm
know.
Not.
My feelings from this is all like, you know, it won't happen again. It was with a man. So, like, it's not really that much different. Mm. You know, it is that much different. Like, it's never going to happen again because it was with a man. Like, but you still cheated on your wife.
Oh, the other side of that, Killian, though, is, well, actually, it is more likely maybe to happen again with a woman because she can't give what that guy gave to him. Do you get me?
Yeah.
You know, he can get vaginal sex, let's call it what it is,
yeah,
from that girl, from his girlfriend. He cannot get the other stuff unless he goes to another man. So there is maybe a higher chance that he would cheat again if that is still within him.
If it's in him, like, how can he say that, like, this fantasy that he had, and because he's done it once, it's suddenly, like, erased from his system? Like,
That's the thing. I want, like, she did say at the end, he said it'd never happen again. If you've got urges that way, and I know I'm a gay man, if you think about, you know, men in that way, it's very hard to say it will never happen again. You can say, I will promise that I will try not to act on it, but if that is what is within you, if that is what gets you hard,
if that's who you, like, part of
who
you are,
mm.
No, you can't. And, like, it's not that he should have to. It's just that, like, you can't be in a relationship with her. And,
but then look, I have to, you know, obviously be devil's advocate here. There are bi men and bi women who will listen to this show, and I say, actually, you're doing a disservice to us there. If we pick a partner, we stay with a partner, it's not that we want the other, you know?
I just think, how is she now supposed to move on in the relationship where, like, you know, I'm trying to get my head around, like, okay, he's told you he's cheated, so every time he goes out, but, like, he's now a cheater, so he could cheat with whoever.
All the options are open to him on a night out, you know?
You know, I don't know how I would get into bed at night and be like, he's gone off out again. And I actually don't know how I would have in my head, could see a future with somebody. Like, I don't think I could look past it.
I just want to raise the point, and this could be completely off topic, but it springs to mind, just if the shoe is on the other foot.
Okay.
When I, like, still happens when I go out with friends that, like, some girls are in relationships, and, like, if they have a friend, they'll be kissing. So isn't that, like, really cheating? I know it's not a fantasy, but still, no matter how far it goes,
there's still a little bit of hypocrisy there, Killian, in that girls can kiss each other and it's just a laugh.
Exactly.
You know, it's always just having a laugh. If you kiss one of your male friends with a tongue, then everyone will define you as a gay man going forward.
Yeah.
And that there is a little, I think that's still there.
I don't know, like, is there research or is there, like, this just a, like, is it not, like, that we all have fantasies, right? And that there are times when that might be man, woman. Like, is it fair to say?
There's a scientific theory that, in fact, all of us are bisexual.
Yes.
And that we're all on a sliding scale. So for you, you do not think of men, Killian.
No.
But you might occasionally say, geez, that guy looks really good, or, you know, whatever. And so
you can appreciate a good look, a man.
So what I'm saying is, you might be 95, 97% straight, but there's still just that tiny little bit, whereas
3%.
You know, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Or maybe it's 1%. But then, like, that's the theory, the scientific theory. It's a sliding scale. Bi people are right there in the middle at 50%.
Who did this? Einstein?
It's a human study.
There was a movie about a McKinsey or something is his name. Yeah, it was a human study.
Yeah,
I'm a gay man, so I'm probably 97% the other way. Only 3% of me looks and goes, oh, ditties. I do sometimes go, oh, ditties. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I'm so glad we came back.
Mostly because I just love saying the word ditties.
But no, hang on. Let's delve deeper into that, right? Because, like, we're obviously very close. So have you ever looked at my...
No, I've seen them, like, quite close when he asked me to put those stick-ons. But I did not get an erection.
Oh, well.
Sorry. No. I'm sorry.
So can I just say I'm 97% boys and 3% girls, and then you'll let me do all that stuff?
Yeah. You can put on our parkies.
I be honest about this? When it came in, I did ask Tom what his thoughts were, right? Because I wanted to know a little bit. Like, I knew there was some kind of, like, research around this. So I said to him, like, what is the story? Like, as... a heterosexual male, have you ever had thoughts about another man? And he said, no, absolutely not.
I believe that, having met Tom. He's quite straight.
Yeah, but like you're saying, there's still like yeah, it could be a little bit. Like, but maybe he has had it and he hasn't even realised that he's had it or something, or it's in the back. Because I say, like, I can't even walk by. Like, there's nothing I can do. That man won't be like, you know,
trying to hump your leg.
He's like a little dog.
He's worse than a dog. Like, he's constantly trying to hump me. So I would, but I still was like, is that true? Like, is it definitely the case that you've never ever like had an inkling of or like a wonder or like a what would that be like? Do you know what I mean?
There's two things I want to say just from a personal experience. As a gay man, I've always felt that I would not like to go out with a bi man. Okay?
Yeah.
I might have a fling, a hookup, but I do not want to go out with them.
Why?
And it's back to what the crux of this is that I don't feel I can compete with a woman. I can compete with any man. But I don't feel like so. If he wants,
all right, Mr. Niall
Farrell. Yeah. Okay. But if he decides that he wants ditties or whatever that is that girls offer, there's nothing I can do about that, and I feel a bit powerless. So I would rather not date a bi man and compete with women. Okay,
I can provide the ditties. Unfortunately,
but you're competing with both, and that's I think that's what this email comes down to. Like, it's the cheating, and then it's the moving forward and the not knowing. Like, he might say it's out of his system, he's gotten over it, but like you still in your head have this image of this guy that you love that potentially you want to spend the rest of your life with. That is. Betrayed you. Like, I can't get past that.
The second thing I just want to touch on is I do not know how many married men I have had sex with. I just don't know, because people don't, if it's just hookups, you don't generally get into that kind of detail and you don't ask. I know I've walked into houses and looked around at some of the things there and went, this is definitely a guy with a wife at work or a wife at home.
But you never know.
That's my question for you as a gay man. As in, do you think this guy right now, is he gay, or is this like, as he says, is this just a fantasy he had?
I don't think
it's like to mask it, like he is doing this.
It's impossible to say, right? Because it could be just something he needed to get out of his system. One of the things that would worry me about him is he waited till so late in life to get it out of his system that he may now get a taste for it.
Okay.
So now he's had it and he's gone, actually, that was pretty damn good. I want more of it. That'd be my worry about him, because some people would do it at 18, have their gay flings, and then kind of just say, actually, do you know what? It's a woman I want to settle down with, and they have got it out of their system. But coming to it maybe a little bit later when he's a year-long relationship, I don't know what age they are, I'd be worried that he's got a taste, he wants more.
I think the reason that you have sent us this email is because, and I actually think if it was me, I'd be in the very same situation. There's nobody that you feel you can trust to tell this to, because if you stay in that relationship, your friend or your mom or whoever that you say it to, they have that. And that would come with like cheating on any level, but this is so layered. And so you are like walking around carrying this on your own because you don't want it to be real.
And it's that
I mean?
Small town mentality as well, as if you tell a friend and if it gets around, it's you thinking like, oh sure, everyone thinks my husband's gay. You know, it'd be talked about, should you hear your one's
she turned
gay.
Him gay. She turned him gay.
Yeah. Oh, like what my mother thinks, I'm married, like it's like Ross, you know, in Friends, marrying the lesbian. Like he was so devastated. Like she could have that mentality that like, you know, I'm gonna be the talk of the town. Like and he's secretly gay or whatever.
Okay, well, guys, we're going to have to issue some advice on this, I think. Will we do this? Shaw, what would you say going forward?
I think that even by emailing us that you actually kind of know in your heart what is the right thing for you to do, because I think your reaction to it and how awful you felt, like, yes, you love him, but I don't... Well, I can't speak for you, but I just don't know if you're going to be able to move forward. And you deserve to have like a life where you're not constantly wondering whether or not somebody is going behind your back. Do you know what I mean? And they're only a year in. Like it should still be like the best sex and the best like time of your. Do you know what I mean? Shouldn't it be that
honeymoon
like first
periods,
stages
still in the throes of
being
of love
with somebody
and
like, you know, when I used to put like suspenders on and stuff like that. Like one time I did a trench coat and suspenders.
Wow, and now it's all fluffy socks and furry pyjamas.
But do you know what I mean? Like it should be that. You should still be absolutely like engrossed in all of that, and like that's been taken away from you. All I can say is, like, I feel like you know in your gut what is the right thing to do, and if you don't think that this is something that you can get past and that potentially he's going to do it to you again, then you've got to do what's right for you and to move forward.
Killian?
Yeah, I think besides man or woman, I think you have done something terribly wrong, or your partner has done something terribly wrong. He's cheated, and that's the bottom line. You're here together. You can't trust him anymore. There's no There's no coming back from that. Yeah. There's not.
I think a little breather might be just an opportunity for now to take just a little bit of time away from him to think about it. And I think, I know you've offered this advice previously before, but you need to find somebody, a friend or somebody, that you don't carry this load by yourself over the next few weeks, as you, because it will wreck her head, you know.
But I go back to what I said at the start. Thank you so much, darling, for trusting us, and that is what we are here for.
Yep.
So,
and yeah. Just want to say one thing with this now, we want your thoughts as well. Yeah. So we're going to put a little question box up on our Instagram during the week. So if you've listened to this dilemma and you've experienced it, or you think you have some good advice, drop it on our Instagram and we'll get to it in the next podcast.
You can also email us or DM us at any stage or WhatsApp us during the week on the show, and we'll include it in the next podcast. Thank you, guys. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
You got something that's too saucy to share on air? DM us on Instagram and X, or email talk at beat102103.com.